Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Emisha Gormley. We're two girls obsessed with one thing,
beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful. We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims.
This guest, I just want you to know, we both have something in common, Emisha. Do you know what it is?
Well, I have a fellow Canadian, apparently, on the air with us today.
Yes, and I
have
a fellow Sports Illustrated cover model with us today. Oh, my God. She's very, you guys, she is in New York. She's very hard to look at right now. Today's guest is Kate Bock. Kate Bock, you are incredible. Literally, she's literally like a lioness.
I mean, the hair.
Her hair. She, first of all, the new lipstick, the liner, what was that? We gotta know.
We have to start off with what you were putting on your lips a second ago.
Oh, yeah. I have new favorites right now. I was just reapplying Huda Beauty, Pinky Brown.
It is so good. It's like a nude beigey. It's beautiful.
And what was the thick stick you put on? That pinky one, that's what it's called?
This one's called Pinky Brown.
And then what's the other one?
This one's called Rose Dust. And this one's KKW Beauty.
KKW.
Like, it's just like a little pop to a natural color, you know?
Just pop to a natural color. Okay, I'm going to talk a little bit about Kate, but I know everyone knows her. But she is Canadian from Vancouver.
Whoop, whoop.
Discovered in a swimming pool at 12 years old. She has been on everything from Sports Illustrated to Maxim to Elle to pretty much everything. I will say, I feel like you could be my child, but so many people come up to me and say, do you know who Kate, and this is in not in a looks kind of way, but like in a nice professional kind of way. And I know the women at Sports Illustrated feel the same. So many people say, you remind them of me. And in the way that, like, you're awesome to work with, you're kind, you're giving, and you love what you do. She's engaged to, he's ugly.
Yeah, he's also hard to look at.
He's really,
the two of you are going to make really unattractive children,
FYI. Yeah, he's not not a Cleveland Cavalier or anything. You're engaged to Kevin Love. Mm-hmm. You are an entrepreneur, which we're going to get to, which, by the way, we're obsessed with.
I'm already drinking.
I mean, from a swimming pool at age 12 to now on top of the world, you're gracing every cover. You're at the top of your modeling. You've now delved into entrepreneurship. Like, how has it been? I mean, I know that's a kind of a loaded question. Tell us everything.
Yeah, I mean, who would have known? I was a swimmer at the pool when I was 12. I went swimming before and after school every day. I think you similar, right?
Yeah.
You were a swimmer also, right? Yeah. And that's when my mother agent first kind of, as they like to say, discovered in our industry. And I worked in Vancouver a little bit because luckily they did have a big film and TV industry. So I was able to work when I was like a kid doing auditions and doing little commercials and stuff. And then when I finished high school, I moved to Paris, having never been to Europe before, but luckily having gone to French immersion so I could speak to everyone comfortably.
Yeah, she speaks fluent French, just FYI.
Yeah, I'm very grateful to my parents for that one. I would definitely put my kids in French immersion. Like, why not? I got a second language and it's come in very handy. And then I remember telling my best friend, because, you know, we had always been together and you guys have been long-term friends too, right? We had never kind of separated, and she was going to college and going to live in the dorm with all of our friends. And I was so jealous, and I was moving to Paris like, oh, poor me. But everyone was together and I separated. So I was like, I'll do it for 1 year. I'll see what it's about. And then like, I'll come join you guys.
Yeah, how many years ago was that?
A lot of years ago. That was like 2006.
Do you remember the moment, and it could have been Sports Illustrated, like the moment where you're like, I can do this. I can make this. I'm not going back to school.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I felt really lucky that I was, you know, my agent in Vancouver was a mother agent. So she introduced me to lots of different agencies. People would come to town on like scouting trips. And there was an agent in Paris that really just like took to me. She picked me up from the airport when I got there. She really like took me under her wing. And she believed in me so much from the very beginning. Not to say that it was easy, and not to say that I like started working immediately. It was actually very challenging and, you know, a real test to your commitment to this industry. But I think her believing me so much and kind of telling me the things that I could do if I just kind of like stuck with it, and me wanting it badly enough, I think I never wanted to stop once I started. I just wanted more.
I don't know. For me, it was very difficult in the early beginning of living in Europe. I had left college. Everyone was a Tri Delta, a Theta, a Chi-O. They were all together. And there I was living in Germany by myself, not knowing the language.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think that time did for you in terms of, A, your resilience mentally, but also your resilience now in being an influencer, social media, actress, model? Did you have a difficult time? And if you did, can you talk about that for a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, even to date, you know, myself at this point, when I first moved to Paris, we didn't have like Wi-Fi or iPhones or FaceTime or any of that. I used to get a fax to the model apartment that I lived in when I shared a one bedroom with four girls. And we'd get a fax with our schedule. And then we'd take our Paris like map book and schedule out like all the different ways we had to take the metro around the city to figure out how to get where. Like, you would write down the stops. And then I had family in Vancouver, and the time difference was so big. At night, I would put on all of the clothes that I brought, go out to the payphone on the street and use my calling card for like 30 minutes because it was all I could afford, because I'd get 100 euros for the week to spend on living. You know, and a MetroCard was 20 euros. So I had 80 to live off of. And that's meals, that's a gym, that's working out, that's, you know, whatever. So I had a really hard time because I couldn't communicate with my family or friends that easily. It was before Facebook even really started. So I had a hard time being lonely and being in a foreign country where we met other models, but you didn't meet like locals really, because we were always moving around and traveling and kind of like trying to make it and living with people that you were also competing with, which always kind of leans to an interesting situation. There's a lot of drama in those model apartments, which now is like fun and juicy, but at the time was quite stressful.
Okay, you want to know the easiest way to looking put together? I have a secret I like to do when I'm feeling tired but want to look put together and chic. My secret weapon is a matching set. I know, think monochromatic, all one color. Matching sets are the easiest way to look like you have your life together, even when you're a working mom and feel like you don't. And on top of that, they're really comfortable. And because they look so put together, you can literally wear them everywhere. To work, to meet a friend, to the soccer field, to the lacrosse field, to basketball, to drinks. Monochromatic matching sets are the way to go. So you already know, I love Mason Macy's. I was just on their site and they have perfect sets that are so good right now. I'm telling you, you're going to need them. From flowery printed sets to take you from afternoon errands to the evening out, a sleek workout set to get you pumped for the gym. They have it all, but also after the gym and leading on to lunch or whatever you have to do, they also have the perfect shirt and short sets that are ideal for lounging by the poolside. And also, just remember this one little tip. They taught me this. You can wear a robe as a cover-up.
It's great. You look put together, you're covering the right places, and you're adding a little color or no color. I also have to let you know that you can join Macy's every Tuesday and Thursday at 4 p.m. for Macy's Live, hosted by top fashion and beauty experts and influencers. They'll be covering everything you need to know, really, to express your own personal style. All you have to do is tune into Lifestyle at Macy's.com/Macy's Live. I'm going to say that one more time. Lifestyle at Macy's. So it's Macy's, M-A-C-Y-S.com at Macy's with an S, Live. And there you'll get inspo and insights on how to make your latest trends work for you. You're also going to find the new twists and also your go-to faves. Check out Live Beauty at Macy's.com/Macy's Live for insider tips on new beauty releases, how-tos, and must-have products that your routine needs now. That's Macy's.com/Macy's Live. I'm telling you guys, it's so good. They have the best influencers, beauty, fashion, and everything in between. And if you need help picking the perfect set, can't really kind of figure out what sandal would go to, and if you need to make that statement, Macy's personal stylist will help you figure it all out in store or from the comfort of your own home. Best of all, it's totally free. So head over to Macy's.com/personal stylist to book your appointment today. That's Macy's, Macy's.com/personal stylist. I'm telling you, having your own person, you can bounce ideas. Does it look good? Doesn't it look good? They got it all for you. You're going to love having a personal stylist. It's Macy's.com/personal stylist.
I'm also blinded by your engagement ring right now.
I know.
Oh, he did very good work.
Our husbands are obsessed with him. He is a Cleveland Cavalier. What was it like? I mean, take us through. Like, how did you meet?
We met. We have a funny, we didn't actually really have anyone in common. We met because we had both shot with the same photographer for totally different things at the same time. And we both followed the photographer. And then both of us asked the photographer, like, who's that? I had never heard of him.
He
had
never
heard of me. Photographer?
And then Richard Phibbs.
Oh, Richard Phibbs.
And funnily, Richard Phibbs shot Kevin for the ESPN body issue. So he was naked in the pictures, which is just like hilarious. Like my first pictures I ever saw of him, he was nude.
Oh, so you were like, I'm in. I'm sold. I'm sold. Now tell us about the proposal. Yeah. How did you guys get engaged?
Yeah. So firstly, I guess he had not told anyone. Like he found the jewelry designer through a friend like a while ago and had saved his info. And he made the ring, didn't tell anyone. So no one knew.
Makes him hotter.
Oh, yeah.
Makes him hotter.
He did it all by himself. I know. Very good. And he had a few different plans, like where we'd had our first date or a few different like special spots. But so many things closed during COVID. So he was like, I had the ring and I'd look at it every time you leave the house. And then all the plans I had kept falling through. So he ended up doing it on my birthday, where I really expected nothing because we just had a nice dinner, you know, like it was my birthday. So I didn't think it was anything more than that. And then got the nice surprise.
And how long have you been together now?
7 years.
7 years?
You guys have been together 7 years?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I know. Now I feel like we felt like adults when we first met, but now I realize we were 25.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
You know, like 24, 25. We were like turning 25.
I know.
So, but at the time I felt like we were like so grown up and we, you know, and now you're like, oh.
Well, I just have to say, you know, it was during COVID. I was watching, I think, the Today Show, and Kevin ended up coming on and talking about his issues with being a professional athlete with anxiety. And I thought, and my husband and I literally, we sat and watched the whole thing. And I really wanted to give him a shout out because so many people don't talk about it and don't really let you in on that craziness that goes in their head, you know, because they're so beloved and because they're so, you know, incredible at their profession, that I thought it was so. And we ended up having Brooks, who's 9, watching it because, you know, he doesn't really know what anxiety is, but he knows like he worries about something or if something bad happens or, and I have to say, yeah. I thought it was so great that he was so open and shared that much, because that is not easy to do and to make that public. And I think it helps so many people, because so many people, I mean, I deal with it, everybody deals with it, but I just, I was just wanted to quickly shout out that we think he's a badass.
Yeah. No, I mean, it was very interesting because it was very scary to kind of share that you know, inner personal situation that he was struggling with, because there was a lot of fear around how people were going to react. And I don't think there could have been a more positive, loving reaction. So it's been really nice to see, because still now I, you know, often at games when I'm there or on the street, even people say, you know, thank you so much, or tell him we say thank you so much, or that really touched my, you know, son or my child or my sister, or, you know, I sent that to a friend who was struggling. And I think people just knowing that they're not alone makes such a difference. And fortunately he was able to kind of share that. And now people, I think, really connect to him in a new way.
We do.
On a deeper way.
I want to marry him as well. Okay. So tell us everything. Okay. So first of all, you know, you're Kate Bock. You are who you are. You look incredible. I know personally from knowing you that you take pride in taking care of yourself and working out and being healthy and looking incredible. Will you kind of just, because again, not everybody's going to, who's listening on this podcast is going to be on the Sports Illustrated, but everyone has that moment, right? Where they want to get ready for something. It might be a spring break. If you're a mom,
your wedding,
your engagement, your prom, your whatever, your 50th. I'm going to a great wedding, 50th, and I'm also going to an amazing wedding in Saint-Tropez. I kind of wanted to have you on. And we really wanted to have you on to like talk about that. And we also want to talk about, you know, your badass bathing suit and your alcohol line, because we love all that too. But how do you get ready? So if you were to give our listeners some fitness and body, and we're going to start with fitness and body prep first. And again, it doesn't have to be bikini ready. It's just like, what
feel
do you
do? Feel your best self.
Feel your best self. Like, what tips can you give us to give our listeners? And so we could do that as well and copy you.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely say recently I've just been traveling a lot, and that is great to be busy, but also really throws me off my regular schedule, and that affects me. And I think actually my physical health and working out or moving my body or in just some way feeling like in touch with my body, whether that means like a stretching yoga class, taking the dog on a walk, like, or doing like a high intensity workout, just doing something to move my body every day makes my mental health better. It just makes me feel like starting the day doing something that's good for my body, that makes me proud of myself, that keeps me on track. Then I'm like, ooh, do I want to have the splurge meal? Or do I like, I started my day like in a good place for my body, so should I just like continue for the rest of the day? And it just really sets me up for success, I find.
Me too. I can actually start the day. I'll know how I'm going to start the day. If it's going to be a good day or it's not going to be a good day. What kind of workouts do you like?
I really mix it up because I feel like I move all over the place all the time. But I actually heard you did have Megan Roop, and she's been my good friend for a long time. And I do love her workouts, and hers I love in person, but you can also do virtually. I actually shot a series with her. So sometimes I work out with like her and myself. I'm like, get transported to the Hamptons, because it was like in the summer in the backyard. So it's like a rainy, dark day. I'm like, let's go back to the Hamptons. That was cute. And then we just do our workout.
I love Megan Roop. She has a company, a business called Sculpt Society, and she is beautiful, lean, tall. She's a mother, just a new mom. And her workouts are hard, fast, and they do the work. She does a little bit of dance and a little bit of sculpt, and she kicks your ass in a short amount of time. I highly recommend that.
And like, I'm not a dancer, so I didn't get intimidated by that. Cause like, I can grapevine, but like, I can't like
grapevine.
I can grapevine too. I learned that.
I can grapevine, but like, I'm not like shimmying and stuff. Like it's short enough of each section that once you're like, oh my God, I'm dying, it's on to the next thing. So I do like that.
Do you do any type of hot yoga or Pilates or anything like that?
Yes, I do. I love a hot yoga class, like a hot flow. I just feel like after flying, especially, or just when you're feeling kind of like late, like heavy, like it just, you cleanse your body and then you kind of like start fresh after. I love a hot yoga. I do reformer Pilates. I like, honestly, in the summer, especially, I take the dog on like an hour and a half walk. Like sometimes Kevin and I, we both wear Oura rings and they track our steps. So he's like going to go golf or something. And I'm like, okay, I guess I have to walk the whole time you're gone. Cause he's going to be walking the course. So if we want to like stay aligned with our miles per day, I'm just going to take Vestry on like an eternal walk. But I like it because you're outside, you're in the sun. It's nice.
Are you guys a little competitive?
Yes. I mean, well, we also track our sleep. So that's like a hard thing to be competitive about because you don't totally get to like control how good your sleep is. But it's interesting because you can learn different methods. Like if I drink wine late, unfortunately, that's not going to help my sleep. Or if I, you know, eat dinner super late, that's not going to help. Or if I take a bath, that really does help. So it's kind of interesting to like see what gives you the best sleep.
Do you do anything like in terms of like, do you like in your baths, you do like CBD salt or do you do Epsom salt or do you do any type of that kind of thing?
Yeah, I do like the candlelit lavender Epsom salts and just try to like unwind. I love a podcast or an audiobook and just trying to kind of like make it cozy and dim the lights before bed really makes you sleep better.
I love a bath, except recently my five-year-old will hop out of bed because she knows I'm taking a bath. And like, I hear the door open and she comes in, she goes, "Hi, mama." And I'm like, this is not what it's about. I'm like, this is my alone time.
I'll like literally get in, I'll have the candle, I'll have a glass of wine, and they'll one by one, "Can we just get in for 5 minutes?" And then,
I get, "Why do you have more bubbles than I do?"
Yeah.
And
I'm like, "Why is this really slippery?"
Yeah. Anyhow.
Anyhow. Okay.
Things you can look forward to.
Things you can look forward to.
With your unattractive children that you're bound to have.
Yeah. Gosh, I'm going to be so scared. As we all know, SPF is so important. I'm not sure if I've stressed that enough on this podcast, but it is. I will scream it at the top of my lungs. I have recently discovered the best SPF. It is from a company called Bliss. And the product is the Blockstar Daily Mineral SPF 30. And I have to say, it is a sunscreen you will actually want to wear. It provides 100% clean mineral broad spectrum protection, and it looks and feels amazing. It's a sheer universal tint that blends in effortlessly and leaves no white cast, which is a must. And it's the perfect product to use by itself because it leaves your skin really looking smooth. And you can also, because I do actually wear makeup, it won't peel and also works really incredibly like a primer. So your makeup actually stays, but you have, you know, the protection of the SPF. I've been using it now for a few months. It provides the perfect base for a full face of makeup. As I said, I love that you can replace your primer. I love a dual purpose product more than anything else. I love that they've taken an SPF and taken it one step further. The texture is great. It makes my skin feel soft. We all know wearing SPF daily is a must, but Bliss believes you should enjoy wearing it. Bliss is B Corp certified clean, cruelty-free, planet-friendly skincare brand on a mission to empower everyone to achieve a higher state of happiness, one self-care moment at a time. And what is the most crucial self-care step when it comes to skincare? SPF every single day. Plus, which is really important, I suffered, and I still do a little bit with cystic acne. It's non-comedogenic, so it won't clog your pores or cause breakouts, and it won't irritate your skin or leave it looking or feeling greasy. Blockstar is the mineral SPF you truly have to see to believe. I promise you, you're going to love it. It gives you that glow. It's a 2-in-1. It just kind of gives you that glow on its own. It's that primer effect. Get 25% off your Blockstar Daily Mineral Sunscreen when you purchase at blissworld.com. They have amazing products on blissworld.com. Use code LIPSTICK at checkout. That's blissworld.com, BLISSWORLD.com, and use code LIPSTICK for 25% off. So I have been using this product in my morning routine for quite some time now. And I have to say, I've noticed a huge difference. I've been taking Seeds Daily Symbiotic, aka probiotics, and they are the real deal. I've seen them all over Instagram, so I have to say I was really excited to try them. And I'm confirming to you that they really are truly amazing. They're super chic. They work. They're a dual product. There's a lot of probiotics out on the market, and I have to say all the probiotics, they're not created equal. And everyone is trying to put probiotics in everything. I mean, there's a probiotic tortilla chip, there's a probiotic skincare line, there's a probiotic, probably a banana. And honestly, it definitely sounds too good to be true. That's why I'm really excited that we found Seed. If you've taken a probiotic before and never really felt a difference, it's likely because the good bacteria wasn't surviving your GI tract. Seed is designed differently. That's why it works. Seed's Daily Symbiotic is a broad spectrum 2-in-1. So you have your probiotic,
and your prebiotic. And they use a formulation of 24 distinct probiotic strains in scientifically studied dosages. That comes in a 2-in-1 capsule that protects probiotics through digestion to ensure delivery to the actual colon. It is designed to support and benefit your body and beyond the gut. Yes, Seed will support ease of bloating, healthy regularity, ease of evacuation, but it also supports your gut barrier, skin health, heart health, and micronutrient synthesis. And also, if you remember from many gut health episodes, your gut is the home to 70% of your immune system. 70%. So we have to be taking care of our guts. With Seed, many people see improvement in digestion within 24 to 48 hours, including bowel movements, regularity, ease of bloating. I know I did, and I'm telling you guys, it's amazing, and it's one pill. Get started. It's a new healthy habit. We're starting summer. Visit seed.com/lipstick and use code lipstick. And they're going to give you 20% off your first month of Seed's Daily Symbiotic. That's seed.com/lipstick and use code lipstick.
Okay, laser hair removal, tanners, glow products, like anything for the body that you would recommend.
So I did start laser hair removal, which I do find miraculous. However, you cannot do it when you have a tan. So I've been having a little bit of trouble scheduling my appointments regularly.
Now, what about like any exfoliators you like that, you know, you use on a regular basis? I know our favorite one.
I don't body scrub that regularly. I'm a very big sauna fan. I do sauna quite often after like every workout if possible. I do just love dry heat.
I love dry heat.
Yeah. My dermatologist, I was literally going to text today and be like, okay, we're at the 3-month countdown. What do I need to do? Like, tell me all the things, like, let's schedule these appointments. Cause I don't know, but I trust him.
You have to prep for shoots all the time, all over the world. What is your nutrition philosophy?
I pretty consistently, I would say, maybe also that Kevin is, focused on his health and wellness and nutrition too. So we're pretty aligned and we kind of always have the same essentials in our fridge. And then I try not to deviate from them too much. Like we have eggs every morning. It's very, very standardized lunch. We have chicken on a salad or a wrap kind of thing. And then dinner is usually a fish. And I just have pre-made, yesterday I got home. So I pre-made a ton of chicken thighs or breasts. So they're just in the fridge so I can heat them up and make a lunch real quick on the go. Cause life always gets busy and I don't have time to make a fresh hot lunch that often. And then veggies, hummus, avocado, I kind of have just my basics that I'll make different versions of a lunch with. But if I just eat pretty consistently, I know that the energy will be there. I'll feel good. And it's just clean eating. So I just feel the difference so much now in how something affects me when I eat it, which I feel took a long time. I think when I was, I was very lucky to be brought up in a house that my mom fed us organic, healthy, clean food my whole life. But once I started living on my own, I sort of didn't realize how different things affect you. And now it's just so clear to me, if I eat this, I'll feel like this. If I eat this, I'll look like this. It's just kind of a clear mathematical equation.
What's your splurge meal, if you have one?
Pad Thai.
Oh, I love a pad thai.
Love thai
God, I haven't had pad thai in years.
I actually had pad thai not that long ago and it was awful and I was so pissed. I was so upset. I'm like, this is what,
oh, no.
There's nothing worse than bad pad thai.
It's really disappointing. Oh, yeah. No.
I know.
It has to be a really good pad thai is really hits the spot for me, or a burger, just a real juicy burger.
I love a good burger.
I love a good burger.
Me too.
Best pad thai in New York City is, I'm gonna have to remember the name of it. I used to live around the corner from it. It was on 56th between 6th and 7th, and it is epically the single best pad thai you've ever had. I can't remember the name of the restaurant.
Okay, well, I don't know that one. So
it's amazing.
When you remember the name, yes. I want it. I will try all thai.
Do you have any go-to snacks?
So yeah, we actually work with a company called Abby's Better Butter, and they are almond butter. She made containers initially. She was a young girl. She wanted healthy snacks. She wasn't finding anything without tons of crazy additives on the market. And so she started just blending nuts with different flavors, and they're delicious. And they've now come out with squeeze packs. So I always have just nut butter snacks in my bag. Like any of my friends will tell you, I always have a snack in my purse, in my pocket, in my jacket, they're everywhere.
You're ready to be a mom, by the way.
Yeah, by the way, you're ready to be a mom.
When you have snacks everywhere, you're basically a mom.
Right. They're just for me at this point, but
You will ultimately have to share.
But they're children friendly.
We talk a lot about gut health on Lipstick on the Rim. Is there anything that you do that helps with your gut health? Any supplements or things that you can give tips on in that way?
Especially with travel so much. I feel like my gut gets so
By the way, I travel with aloe vera in case I get like backed up or I do. It makes a huge difference if I'm gone a long time.
Aloe vera water?
Aloe vera, like a capsule.
Yeah. Aloe vera water.
And I love aloe vera water.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I try to eat as consistently as possible, but when you travel and you're moving around and you're staying with different people, you don't always really have a choice. MindBodyGreen has like a digestive enzyme capsule that I just, if I ever feel like I need it and I'm off, it's just kind of like nice to have. And then I've been taking athletic greens every morning. I make a celery juice with lemon and ginger. And then I put in the powder of athletic greens and shake it and drink it, you know, first thing before coffee or anything. And I think that's been really good. I'm a big fan of that.
I'm a big fan of that. I mean, I love celery juice. I didn't know really when it all kind of came about, the trend, but I do. I love it with lemon. I love it. I love a little bit of ginger in there. It's so good. I'm going to try the athletic greens as well.
Going back to your wedding, are you stressed about anything?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my God. I mean, I would say both of us were like, we're chill, like whatever, we'll make something so cool and great. And then you're like, there's so many questions. There's so many, we had a Hamptons plan and then accommodations were just like crazy expensive for our guests. Like I used to go to the Hamptons in my like early 20s with like three girlfriends and share a hotel room. I was not spending $1,000 a night. And right now the cheapest thing I could find was $1,000. And that was just not reasonable.
It has gotten crazy out there.
Well, that was Mike and I, my husband and I met out there. We met out in the Hamptons and that was our initial thought was like, let's get married in the Hamptons. And there's no hotels. And then B, what there is, it's just a fortune. So we got married in Hudson Valley.
It's a fortune. And then it's also hard to get to. And we had a game plan and then no one could find somewhere to stay. And then there were noise ordinances. So there was a time I was like, I quit. Like, I don't know. I'm giving up. Like, I'm out. No more. And now we have a new game plan and everything is going very smoothly. And we're even more excited about it. So maybe it was all meant to be this way. But Lord, I feel like I'm a very calm, chill person. But if I got one more, like, how's wedding planning going question, I was going to lose my mind at one point. Like, I was like, oh my God.
All right. Did you guys know that 30 million women are impacted by weakened or thinning hair? I didn't know it. And it's something that needs to be talked about more. At this point, it's actually more common and it's normal. If you're among them, know you're not alone and that there's a solution you can trust to deliver results. I have some girlfriends who have been experiencing hair thinning, and honestly, it really affects your self-esteem, me included. I got diagnosed with a thyroid problem after my first son, Brooks, was born, and honestly, my hair has really never been the same. Well, that's where Nutrafol has really come into my life. Their products are designed to support healthy hair growth from within by targeting the five root causes of thinning, stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, and metabolism through whole body health. But again, this is something that is not openly talked about, especially amongst women. Look, going through it can be lonely, it can feel frustrating, but it's time to change the conversation and join the thousands of women standing up for their strands with Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement clinically shown to improve your hair growth thickness and visible scalp coverage. Nutrafol has three unique formulas to support women throughout all stages of their life, including postpartum, menopause. Each formula is physician formulated using natural, drug-free, which is really important, you guys, medical-grade ingredients, so you get the most reliable results. 3,000-plus doctors and stylists recommend Nutrafol and as an effective and highly quality solution for healthier hair. I am on a subscription basis every month. You can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and entering the code LIPSTICK. And you get $15 off of your first month subscription. This is their best offer anywhere. And I love you. And thank you, Nutrafol, because you're awesome. And it's only available to U.S. customers for a limited time. Plus free shipping on every order. Get $15 off at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
promo code Lipsic. And I know the company. We have a big episode coming on all about hair. And I'm telling you guys, you're going to love this product. Again, that's Nutrafol, Nutrafol.com. Promo code Lipsic.
Okay. So we're talking beauty now. We're talking beauty. Okay.
How do we look like you with products? We know the skincare we got.
Like you with products. Okay. So skincare we have. We know mm-hmm. your derm. Favorite foundation?
I actually use Sephora brand and I really like it. It's in my bathroom right now, but it's liquidy. It's enough coverage with still looking natural and it just blends really well. And I really like the amount, like, so it just covers, you know, the little red veins or blue or whatever, you know, just to make you even, but it's not thick or cakey. So that's my fave.
It's like a little tinted moisturizer.
Like
almost.
A tinted moisturizer. Okay.
Yep.
We're and right. Do you have a bronzer? Cause I mean, you're Sports Illustrated. So do you like a good bronzer?
I do. I'm a cream bronzer girl. I like the Atelier Westman bronzing stick.
So good.
You know it?
Wait, which do you?
It's a really good brown
one. Is it the contour one or is it in a compact?
Yeah, it like comes in the set of three. There's like a highlight, a blush, and a bronzer, and it's just like a stick. But I do kind of the brown and then blend it, and then do the highlight here, and then do the blush.
By the way, that's what I gave as my Christmas presents to people, the little mini trio. I highly recommend
that's
it.
That's a great gift. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she did a really good job. It's beautiful products and they're easy and they're like, I love a cream product. I'm just not a big powdery person. So I really like anything. I have like drier skin. So anything that's like hydrating and creamy, I'm all about it.
She has a new cheek Westman that is a stick, but it's a new color and you can only get it on her website. It's called Mimi. And it's actually this really beautiful.
We should give it to me.
I know. A tawny, like browny pink color that would probably look you would like that. You would like that. I'm into that.
Okay, let's talk eyes. Do we have like a cream shadow or mascara or liners? What do we use? You've got big eyes.
Your eyelashes look long from here.
Yeah. So I am wearing L'Oreal something mascara right now. I forget what the name is, but I can send it to you after. But I'm actually, after this, I go and get my lashes done. And I love my girl. She is a perfectionist, as am I. And she does the most natural looking extensions. And then I just don't wear any mascara. And they literally, makeup artists can't tell. Like, they look at me and they're like, you have great lashes. And I'm like, do you have any other questions?
Who is
they're
your
like,
girl?
No, like, wow. Her studio is called Studio 8. Lashes and her name is Lilia and she's just, we've like bonded now because when you get your lashes done, you have to have your eyes closed and you sit, you know, and get them done either silently or you chat or I listen to an audiobook, but we talk a lot and she's become a good friend and I really, you know, enjoy going there. And it's just the best thing I find when I wake up or if I'm traveling or if I'm, you know, swimming or sweating, it's like, they don't move. They just always look good.
We went through the phase and
mine were not natural looking. I realize in hindsight, at the time I thought they did, but
you look like a stripper.
I was not. My husband would always.
I know everyone needs like a harsh sister for that. You know, you like need true opinion from your sister.
I think we
might need Lilia in our life. Yeah, we might need Lilia. I will say the one thing I loved about lash extensions that I miss is the waking up and not, you didn't need to put any makeup on. And you still looked done.
You still look done.
I mean, I also wonder, like, my personal, like, you know, message to myself is if I'm not like wiping my eyes every night to remove my mascara, maybe it's also like an anti-aging thing that I'm not like doing this severely every day because I just do like my full face cleanse and then my eyes are fine. So I don't like wipe them. Is that probably good for my future eyes?
What's your cleanser?
I use Dr. Barbara Sturm Foaming Cleanser.
Oh, I love that one.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I like the enzyme cleanser it's too when I one. Need to get a little bit more exfoliating, but I like the foaming one.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, what about a blush?
Blush, I use the same.
Oh, the bronzer. The bronzer, Westin, the Westman bronzer.
The little bronzer blush and highlighter. And then I use Anastasia Brow Pencil and Blonde with clear bar gel.
You have an amazing head of hair. I actually saw this on your Instagram. I was like, I'm going to ask her because the color is the perfect blonde. Who do you go to for your color?
So I've been going to her for like 10 years now, Anastasia. She is at Hair Throne on the Lower East Side. And she does a lot of blondes in New York. She's kind of like the blonde queen. And she is so great. And I, you know, once I found her, I really have stuck to her and never cheated on her ever because she just gets it. I never have, you know, like the lines or anything. Like mm-hmm. she does it so naturally that I do it every like 4-6 weeks. I do a toner once and then a highlight the next time. So toner treatments just take like 20 minutes.
And do you do any hair masks or like dry shampoo or anything like that?
I'm a big Shu Uemura hair
That's
product
mine.
Lover.
I love
feel
it.
Like the Japanese do it right. Do you agree? You guys are shaking your heads.
That's because I use the Shu Uemura. We were talking about the other
day. I
have
to get this.
I love the green one, the dark green bottle. It's the intense Revive, whatever it is.
When
but
I'm getting
this, smells
I'm ordering
so
it right
good.
Now.
They also do, there's a yellow bottle that's like a protective spray mm-hmm. that, or not spray, protective oil that has like SPF protection in it. And it smells so good. I want to wear it as a fragrance and I put it in my hair. So I feel like it's a double win.
I literally said the exact same thing the other day. I was like, I would wear it as a fragrance if I could. It's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so good. And the texture is so nice. I'm a big fan of Shu Uemura products.
I use their hair mask as conditioner.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting this.
Yeah. It's really good.
My hair was cut, but I have a lot of hair and it needs to, and I'm blonde and I'm not naturally blonde, sadly, but I need to really put the hydration back into it. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, your
Same.
Hair looks
Always.
Incredible. I mean, it's like long flowing.
Is it air dry like that? I need to ask. Does it air dry the way I'm seeing
no,
it?
No. Okay. It's much wavier and curlier. People, I like do it every day because I just wave curl in the right situation is so nice and pretty, but not consistent or reliable. Like if I just let it go free, I would look disheveled.
Me too.
Sometimes.
Me too.
And sometimes it would be nice. So like
same hair type.
I blow dry it and do a quick curling iron.
I know what you're going to, are you going to ask her?
The Dyson?
I know. Are you going to ask her?
Do you use a Dyson Airwrap?
No, I've never tried it.
Ugh. Your hair would actually
would
do
like
very.
To try it.
Your hair would do very well with it because you have, I think, very similar hair to mine. And it, like, I have so much hair, I don't know how to dry it myself properly. But this thing
yeah.
dries it so fast, it looks like I had it blow dried, and it takes me less than 15 minutes.
Really?
What's yeah.
So I do need to try it.
You do need
you
to try
do.
It. Your hair type is perfect.
Your
for
hair
it.
Type. You've got a lot of hair. I have extensions in mine. My hair is fine, and ugh.
It's you. It's worth a
but
try.
But it doesn't work because I thought my hair would be too heavy for it or
no.
something. Like it can handle hair.
It can handle hair. It's actually better for a lot of hair.
Mm-hmm.
It's not worth it for people that don't have a lot
okay,
of hair.
I'll try it. Fine. Yeah. No, I've been like on the fence and then I feel like some people were really into it. Then I wasn't sure. So I don't know.
Get
I've
obsessed.
Never tried it. I feel like learned the technique.
What's your go-to curling iron? Do you know?
I use the T3 digital one. Like a... So you can pick like your hair thickness and length and whatever. And I really like that one. Like I feel like a curling iron master. That's like my one hair skill that I do. And I blow dry my hair and it looks like a big frizz ball. And then I curling iron, I swear for like 10 minutes. And then it looks like this, like my curling iron skills are primo, but that's kind of the beginning and the end of, I feel like my hair skills.
Do you have a signature scent?
No, I don't. I think probably that Shu Uemura oil because yeah. I wear it every day. So hopefully if I smell like that, that would be nice.
All right. Well, we have to talk about your businesses. And I say that in a plural sort of way. We're obsessed with Bondi. All right.
Mm-hmm. Do I look like you in that bathing suit if I wear
it? If you buy this, you will look like Kate Bock. This is a... beautiful. I mean, the line is amazing. It's so good. It's so chic.
Thank
it's so
you.
Pretty.
I love that color.
I'm not sure if my ass will fit into this one, but in theory that it might. Well, this is a zero small. I could go up. This is an almond. Will you tell us a little bit about Bondi for everyone who doesn't know it?
Yeah. Bondi is a swim line that I've been a fan of and I actually wore it in Sports Illustrated and knew of the brand and had some swimsuits that I liked. And then we did a collaborative line together. So we did a limited edition collection. We had 2 colors and 5 different looks. And it was such a fun project. I made a lot of mood boards. I pulled references. I, you know, had a lot of calls with them. We had people in Australia and LA that we were dealing with. So it was like a lot of different kind of calls and organized meetings. And I think me putting kind of my vision together in boards and sending them to people for tones and colors was really fun. I ended up with 2 different tones. One that kind of was contrast when you have a tan and one that kind of more blended in with a tan skin. So you could kind of go either way. And it was just so much fun working on it. And then getting to do the creative, I had one of my best friends is a photographer and she shot the campaign with me. I had my 2 favorite hair and makeup come on the trip. We went to Montauk and shot there and we styled it. We did creative direction. So it was really fun kind of working on a project all the way through from the inside out. Cause so often as a model, you just show up on set for the one day of shooting. And I think doing projects like that really makes you appreciate that when you're on that one day shoot as a model, this team has been working on this project for months ahead of time. So this is just one of the days for them and it's your only day, but you got to give it kind of the most and try to really understand what the client wants because they've been working on this project for months before getting to this point.
It is amazing to have those moments of, you know, starting something and then going all the way through because at the end, it's sometimes you're just like, oh, you're the last day of the last part of it. And then it's done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I've seen the campaign. It's absolutely beautiful. And while I was looking at the campaign, I was drinking your sparkling wine.
Tell us about this.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We're trying it right now. So I had it at home. It's so good. She has how many flavors? 4 lemon mint, rose hibiscus, cucumber lime, and clementine berry.
Now, how much alcohol does it contain?
So it's 5%. So this one is our newest flavor. This is grapefruit bergamot, also delicious. They're all good. I'm a big fan of all of them. You can drink them just on ice or you can use them as a mixer. So it's a hard sparkling seltzer and it's low calorie. It's clean. It's 40 calories a glass. So you can really kind of like enjoy and not feel any sort of way about it. It's like delicious and refreshing and fresh. So I discovered the brand, tried it. I loved the branding. I loved the vibe. And I found a way kind of to get involved from the inside out and now really work with them on distribution calls. I'm, you know, running their social. I hired photographers. I'm part of their creative and then I'm the face of the brand. So it's also been really cool to see this brand from the inside out and kind of work with them in a new way.
A little rapid fire go-to snack when you want sweets.
Oh, what are those things called? What are they, like the healthy Reese's peanut butter cups? Unreal. Unreal chocolate.
Oh, unreal.
Butter.
Your favorite book.
Oh, favorite book, 1,000 Splendid Suns, maybe?
I like that one.
I don't know. I've been reading a lot of Holocaust books, which are very sad and very intense, which I really enjoy, but like really heavy.
Are you a morning person or a night person?
Morning.
What's one product you buy over and over again?
Fresh rose tinted lip balm.
Describe your style in 3 words.
Neutral tone, comfortable, chic.
One store fashion that you can't live without.
Zara.
I love that.
I love that.
Your favorite place to travel?
Thailand, just for that Thai food.
Biggest pet peeve?
When your socks fall off in your shoes in the winter when you're cold and you can't, you know, in the boots, when you have your socks falling off in boots in the winter and then it's like sweaty and cold and
they like get below the heel and you're like, I have to pull. Yes. The worst.
And like, there's no taking it off. It's bad. Yeah.
What show did you binge watch the fastest?
What show did we binge watch the fastest? Ooh, we binge watched so many things. Probably Tiger King because it was right beginning of the pandemic.
Favorite podcast.
We had nothing else going on.
Favorite podcast.
I listen to all the crime investigation ones. I do. Like, I love a true crime story. Serial, the first season, nothing's beat it for me still.
You're amazing. One last question. What advice, if you are the 10-year-old Kate Bock, what advice would you give yourself?
I would say I've always been a perfectionist, which I still am, but sometimes just letting go and that if sometimes things don't work out your way, like maybe it was for a reason and you just have to trust and believe in the process and not get too upset by things not going exactly how you have planned in your head.
You're amazing. I think you're so lovely. I'm so excited. I cannot wait to see you this summer in the Hamptons. I'm proud of you. You're level-headed. You've stayed level-headed. You're
beautiful. Nice because you're Canadian.
You're nice. And I'm sure it's not easy, your travel schedule right now. I mean.
Too much. I mean, basketball world is wild.
It's wild.
On top of my schedule. Yeah.
We're so excited. We can't wait for the wedding. We can't wait to hear everything. And we're going to
cheers.
With some confet.
Oh, yeah. I got it.
Yes. We're going to cheers together at Kate Bock. We are so excited. Make sure you guys check out her capsule collection with Bondi
and Pompette.
And Pompette is so good. I love that it means tipsy because we're going to get tipsy together. For all our listeners, thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next week. And cheers, Kate. Congrats on everything. We can't wait to see everything.
Cheers.
Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Emisha Gormley. We are so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim and Molly B. Sims, or my website where you can dive just a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and more at mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. Wanted to give a special thanks to my team, Ashley Gasparian, Schaefer Carrillo, Ashley Sanchez, and Michelle Harrison, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.